A Pacific climate change specialist says there's a groundswell of support for the region's stance at the latest global talks underway in Germany. Spreps Espen Ronneberg says the Pacific nations and other vulnerable countries want more funding for climate change action. He says the talks in Bonn have a sense of urgency as countries try to limit global warming to the 1.5 degrees set out in last year's UN Climate Panel report rather than the 2 degrees of the earlier Paris Agreement. I asked him about the appetite for achieving the more ambitious goal.
We're still optimistic. We've had a number of attempts to try to undermine the 1.5 report and how it's going to be treated by the Framework Convention on Climate Change. The discussions are still ongoing, and I think there's a groundswell behind the position that the Pacific Island countries have advocated together with other island countries and other vulnerable groups. So we can only hope that a good outcome will come from that, but certainly there's a lot of support for what the Pacific is advocating.
In a nutshell, what is it that the Pacific is advocating?
The importance of the 1.5 degree report, for example, is not just that it's the best available recent science, but also that the implications of that report need to inform other aspects of the convention. For example, the guidance that's given to the funding agencies that support climate change actions, including in the Pacific. It's important for a variety of reasons, mainly that we understand that we need to really relook at the types of adaptation to the impact of climate change that we've been working on and perhaps begin planning for worse scenarios than what we had expected. And that will require more resources, and that will require that the funding agencies take this into account.
Which countries are attempting to undermine this progress?
Well, it's mainly some oil-producing countries that do not see the importance of the 1.5 degree report in the same manner. Then there are other countries who are perhaps not undermining the process as such, but are expressing doubts relating to the actual science and the role that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change should play in the process. But they're in a distinct minority, as far as I could tell this afternoon. That's why I'm somewhat optimistic that we will get a good result.
And is there any other key issues that have come up that affect the Pacific?
Certainly there's a number of things that the Pacific is concerned with and that they're following actively. There's been discussions around the use of market mechanisms for enhancing mitigation action. And there are some issues there which is of concern, such as carrying over old carbon credits from the Kyoto Protocol into the new regime, which would flood the market with cheap credits from the get-go. So that's a concern from the point of view of not just the environmental integrity of the new regime, but also the effectiveness of any market mechanisms moving forward post-2020. You can't start an effective market if you already have a glut in supply. The important thing of these international negotiations is that we enable the issues on the ground in the Pacific to be reflected here at the international level. And I think the work that we've done over the last few years in strengthening the negotiations capacity of the region are really beginning to bear fruit.
The Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Programme's Espen Ronneberg.